Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure looks like an insurrection to me, Lee. That Newark facility. Yeah. The folks online correctly pointing out, look, for exactly that kind of assault on a Capitol Police officer, January 6ers with, video was enough proof, sentenced to years in prison on felony charges. So I think these Democrats should do some time in prison. Isn't that the January 6th standard?
Well, that's...
Federal facility.
Yeah.
Can't break your way in. It's been standard for, you can sign up and get a tour. They could have done that. They didn't. In fact, this is just to show you, again, what's in this country. What was tolerated. Kristi Noem over the weekend giving an updated total for how many known terrorists have been picked up so far since Trump took office. Okay, so these are people they're just wandering around before. Now, I'm not talking MS-13 terrorists, right? You know how Trump declared MS-13 a terrorist group, as he should have. Trunde Aragua, same thing. No, I'm talking about real known terrorists, like on the international terrorist watch list or the FBI's terror watch list. Just walking around. This is our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Here we go. Over the weekend.
President Trump, what I'm proud of is that he has removed 252 known terrorists from our country just since he's been in office. Thousands of criminals and illegal aliens that have perpetuated violence on our communities. And I think the employees and the officers that are a part of the Department of Homeland Security are proud to be a part of the solution that's making America very safe again.
252 known terrorists, either from the FBI's terror watch list, which is our national one, or the international terror watch list, just wandering around. Democrats had no interest in picking these people up. They like them here. They do. You can't conclude anything else. Who else is here? Well, this came out over the weekend. ICE down in Texas picked up a Biden-era Venezuelan illegal alien. He is a famed Venezuelan hitman, wanted by Interpol. There's a lookout for this guy. The fugitive stands accused of some horrific crimes, further representing the threat to the communities of Texas that we will not tolerate, said ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations Dallas. So this is Field Office Director Josh Johnson. This guy, listen to this, came over as part of a family unit in 2022, turned himself in because nobody had any fear of any kind. During that era, you'd be an internationally wanted criminal. You could turn yourself in to the Border Patrol and no biggie. So what happened to 42-year-old Anthony Fabian Marin Latorre after he turned himself in at the border? Nothing. He was charged as an inadmissible alien at the time because he's wanted. He's on the Interpol list. He was charged as an inadmissible alien at the time, which means he shouldn't be allowed in by law. And then they let him go. Democrats, y'all. So, Lee, when they're storming these facilities, body slamming ICE agents. This is who they're advocating for. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, Trump hasn't really gotten to the part yet where he can go after regular illegal immigrants. He's just going after the criminals at this point, and they're going crazy. Not the criminals, the Democrats.
Yeah, well.
So just watching that assault over the weekend, I mean, I get Congress members, I guess, are just like, well, I mean, you know, if I don't get my way, I'm going to hit people, shove people, kick people. I'll just, you know, whatever, and it'll be allowed because I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, apparently so.
Again, how hard is it to call up ICE, to call up the Department of Homeland Security, to call either the facility, the Department of Homeland Security's member of Congress and say, hey, I want a tour? They do them all the time. They wanted something. They wanted to get arrested, I think,
right,
by these.
Of course.
I think they wanted this so they could continue with Trump as a dictator.
I don't think there's any question about that. That's the whole point of doing that. They wanted the video. That they want that to be shown. They want to say this is evidence of the fascism of the Trump administration. That's exactly what they wanted.
And AOC is encouraging Democrats across the country to resist now.
Fight the oligarchy. I love those signs. That looks so stupid on those podiums that were her and Bernie.
I know. But they are the oligarchy. That's
yes,
why.
Yes, exactly.
Look,
Bernie Sanders is a socialist with three homes. Talking about the oligarchy.
Flying around.
Yes, private jets.
Private jet, $15,000 an hour.
Gosh.
Okay. On Thursday, so these Democrats across the country, they're getting violent. On Thursday, ICE went to Worcester, Massachusetts, People's Republic of, to arrest Fiera de Oliveira. She had been arrested by local police for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and assault and battery on a pregnant victim. So this is exactly the kind of illegal immigrant we need more of, according to the Democrats.
Yeah.
She entered the country illegally in 2022. They went to pick her up, but about 25 people attempted to stop them, including one Democrat school board member. Got violent with the ICE agents, stood between them and the violent illegal immigrant. Several people, quote, putting their hands on the federal agents, unquote.
Well, they are just wanting something to happen. They can't wait for this. They're trying to instigate this.
Somebody to get hurt
yeah,
here somehow?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
They can say that, what, ICE yeah. or Nazis?
Right,
or,
exactly. Yeah. They're going to get somebody killed.
And these are Democrat officials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really thought they'd wait for Trump to be deporting, like, just the mom who cleans hotel rooms trying to support her kids, right? And they would make an issue. I was waiting for that. To get violent advocating for criminals, rapists, gang members, I didn't see that coming. I didn't think they'd show the American people who they really are like that, Lee, and we could be grateful for that. This is who the Democrats really are. There's a reason that, you know, when it comes to Lake and Riley and the murders of all these women, you know, I mean, I could play you the audio again of Pramila Jayapal and Joy Reid on MSNBC laughing at Fox News because Fox covered the rapes and murders of these women. They thought it was funny that it shouldn't be covered at all. But if you do, they laugh about it. They have absolute disdain for victims, period. End of memo. And this shows it.
Well, and you have evidence of that, of that judge that tried to get the illegal out of the courtroom with the victim there. You've got evidence from Joe Biden pardoning criminals who murdered people, law enforcement. I mean, that apparently is, I guess, maybe soon to be a part of the Democrat National Committee platform.
I can't imagine. I mean, if I was a consultant, I'd be like, hey, y'all, you know, just like tone it down until the midterms. But no. And they're so off their game. They should be screaming about the economy right now. They should be screaming negative growth. I would be if I were them every single day. It's their negative growth. We inherited it.
Right. But they can always blame the current administration. I mean, that's typical politics. But yeah, that's what you do.
Instead, they're on television assaulting ICE officers. I mean, how's that going to win hearts and minds? And then having violent anti-Nazi protests in New York because they're supposedly angry that ICE wouldn't let them into the facility. And the facility's got child sex abusers, rapist, terrorist, MS-13 gang members? Okay. That's what y'all want to do with your time.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A trade deal has been reached with China after negotiations over the weekend in Geneva. Here's President Trump's trade rep, Jameson Greer, outlining the agreement.
We come to agreement that that our reciprocal tariff rate will go down to 10% on the United States side, so it goes down 115%. We enter into a 90-day pause period for negotiations, which both the Chinese and the United States are very committed to, and the Chinese on their side also go down 115% to 10%, and they remove the countermeasures that they have in place.
And here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sitting alongside Greer, took part in the negotiations this weekend in Geneva.
Neither side wants a decoupling. And what had occurred with these very high tariffs, as Ambassador Greer said, was the equivalent of an embargo. And neither side wants that. We do want trade. We want more balanced trade, and I think that both sides are committed to achieving that.
Okay, so a lot of people calling this a trade deal with China. I was so confused with that last night. We got a trade deal with China already? Wow, that's fast. It's not a trade deal, and I don't know why the media is calling it that. Basically, this is a cessation of hostilities for 90 days to debate a trade deal, to try to hash one out. And what they've essentially agreed on is, okay, temporarily, we're going to drop our tariffs on each other while we have this discussion. We'll drop it down to 10%. That's it. That's all they're doing right now. Okay. Here's the kind of confusing part. And we'll see what Team Trump does, okay? Scott Bessent said, this actually just came out, we want China to rebalance its economy toward more consumption, i.e., they're basically saying, look, we let you into our markets, you should let our folks into your markets. Bessent says, for the first time, the Chinese have understood U.S. concerns about fentanyl. What? 250,000 of us are dead from fentanyl. So we'll see. The problem here is this doesn't, folks, just the theft of our innovation, $800 billion worth of theft by China a year. They agreed not to allow that as part of the terms for entering the World Trade Organization. So the idea we could just cut a trade deal with them, I don't get it. I mean, folks, the Trump administration, the last one, cut three trade deals with China. Three. And where are those now? They gaffed them all. They did absolutely nothing they agreed to. Cutting another trade deal with them is going to do nothing. And Marco Rubio, oddly, this weekend, our Secretary of State, seemed essentially to say that there's really no point in a trade deal with China. They're just going to gaff it off anyway while they continue to deindustrialize us.
This is a wake-up call that we truly need to become a country that can make more things in America and not be as dependent on China. We were far too dependent on China. We allowed them, through unfair trade practices, to deindustrialize us. And to use not just tariffs, but non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, dumping. We've allowed them to use all of those things.
Intellectual property theft.
Stealing intellectual property. And really left us deindustrialized as a country and heavily dependent on them. That's a very dangerous place to be. And President Trump is taking it on. And he's doing it now because it needs to be done now. It cannot wait any longer. Two more years in this direction, and we are going to be in a lot of trouble, really dependent on China. So I do think there's this broader question about how much we should buy from them at all moving forward.
That was this weekend from our Secretary of State. I agree. I don't think we should buy anything from them. Meanwhile, what happened last time we cut a trade deal with China? They wrote an out clause into it. Remember? If there was a virus or anything that was to get out, well, the whole deal would be scuttled. Virus got out 6 weeks later. So the idea we can solve this with a trade deal, I don't know, but we'll see what they come up with over the next 90 days.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity, qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining me now is Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a first time on the Tara Show for Congresswoman Mace. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. You mind if I dive right in?
No, not at all. Let's go.
Because I got to tell you, I've been watching you, and I think, you can deny this, but I think you are running for governor. I think you're seriously considering running for governor. Am I wrong?
No, we're seriously considering a run for governor. And, you know, this stuff with Alan Wilson might force me to do it. The system is just so corrupt. And we've got, you know, no one willing to stand up for the people of South Carolina and do what's right, whether it's taxes, whether it's corruption, court cases, all this stuff that's happening. You know, it's egregious. And we had a sanctuary sheriff in South Carolina last 4 years, and not a single person stood up to stop her until I did last year. And I did it, you know, almost alone. The governor wasn't there. Lieutenant governor was nowhere. The attorney general, everyone just had their head buried in the sand. It's like, this has been going on for years. And then, you know, don't get me started on gender and colleges that are funded by the state right now, Clemson and Carolina and Coastal Carolina, all this gender stuff that's been happening, multiple genders on campus, promoting cross-dressing, all these things. This has been going on right beneath their noses, and no one has stood up to any of it.
So, all right, now you really sound like you're running for governor. Do you want to announce on the show this morning?
We're thinking about it. We're considering it. We're considering it. Mm-hmm.
Can you put a percentage chance on it for me?
You know, I'm getting around the state talking to folks, and I feel very strong about where I'm headed about this, but I want to make sure that I listen to all the voices and, you know, have a clear path to victory. If I do anything, I'm going to do it and make sure that I can win and not let people down. I don't want to waste anyone's time.
You said a minute ago, you talked about Alan Wilson, who we all know is running for governor. Maybe some others will show up too. And you said the word corruption. Why do you think Alan Wilson is corrupt?
Well, I mean, if you look at some of the cases he's taken, law firms he's paid off, I'm looking at the injustice system in South Carolina, uncovering all these cases of pedophiles, including one he negotiated a plea deal where the guy served one day, he was facing 60 years. I mean, the system is just broken. And I believe that he's obstructed justice in many ways. And I'm trying to show that publicly by showing example cases where cases are delayed. And, you know, the guy likes to brag about, oh, what he's going to prosecute. And then he doesn't go prosecute. Oh, and then when he does prosecute, he gets these weak deals done. And it's shameful. Like he really honestly shouldn't even be dog catcher, let alone attorney general. And God forbid he even think about running for governor.
Ouch. Nancy.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
Let me ask you this question, okay? Because this is what I'm really frustrated with right now. I am watching Ron DeSantis. He already got Trump to deputize state law enforcement, although including even like Fish and Wildlife. And together in a week, they rounded up 1,100 illegal immigrants. We keep calling the governor's office and saying, Governor, why don't you do this here? Why don't you deputize state law enforcement like Ron DeSantis has already done with Trump and put him on the road? Let's do that, because Representative Mace, I'm afraid what's going to happen is these illegal immigrants, they can't operate in Florida anymore. They're going to go to El Norte. They're going to come here where they know they can drive around, commit crimes, do whatever. Would you be willing to commit, if you were to run for governor,
100%
to doing
100%,
that? You
100%.
Would do that.
I mean, the cartels are here. The Sinaloa cartel is everywhere in South Carolina. Tren de Agua is everywhere in South Carolina. MS-13 is everywhere in South Carolina. And we know that businesses aren't using E-Verify, that they're picking guys up off the side of the road or at the gas station or your local retailer, and using them to undercut South Carolinian businesses. This is happening everywhere. And then over the last 4 years, we had a sanctuary sheriff here in South Carolina, where I thought we banned sanctuary policies. She refused to work with ICE. She let, you know, illegals out on the street that were murderers, rapists, and pedophiles and child molesters. And what did our statewide leaders do when they knew this was happening? They did nothing. They've done nothing. This is the way it's been for decades. It's been a good old boy system. And it's time to have a real conservative governor. And we have a weak governorship. Like the seat itself is weak. But I think the bully pulpit needs to be pushed, that we need to, you know, use the bully pulpit, use our voice, you know, use some sharp elbows to get the legislature to get off its, you know what, and do what's right by the people. But this stuff is everywhere in South Carolina. It ain't just Florida, but they will come here because we're weak on crime. We're weak on all the things that are important to South Carolinians.
Did you read the story? It's now international news. This weekend, but the horrible murder of this beautiful young woman, 22 years old, here in the state of South Carolina. And it turns out the guy who killed her, I don't know if you've been following this, it was in the UK Daily Mail. The guy who killed her has gotten probation on the last five criminal cases over the last decade here in South Carolina. And he had over 40 charges. And they weren't like little things like jaywalking. They were like burglary, breaking and entering, strong arm robbery. Why is that happening in our state? What would you do if, you know, you were running for governor about it?
I would push the legislature to impeach judges. I mean, you know, we have the power to impeach solicitors, to impeach judges, but I'll tell you, the system is corrupt. No one should be surprised. And as I've dived into the work of our Attorney General Alan Wilson, it is mind-boggling. It is a dereliction of duty, but they're all in on it. And you have these lawyer legislators that are picking the judges that have cases before them. That's corruption, number one. The governor should appoint the AG. The governor should appoint judges, and or the voters should elect the judges or some combination thereof. That's the first thing I would do. But we gotta, you kind of got to bully the legislature and embarrass them and shame them into doing the right thing. Because if we don't do that, this kind of thing is going to continue. And I'm, you know, I'm a victim in the system as well. And I'm just another number. And that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this, is because I'm seeing this stuff firsthand. And then I'm talking to victims, and then I'm reading about cases. And the legislature has allowed this to go on. The lieutenant governor has allowed this to go on. The governor has allowed this to go on. And our attorney general, they're all in on it. The judges, the solicitors, the attorney generals. And we have to put a stop to it. No one's standing up and saying no more. I'm like the only one, and it's embarrassing to the state. We're growing. We have huge opportunities, but we want people to feel safe, and we want criminals prosecuted. And if you break the law, you go to jail. But in South Carolina, that doesn't happen. And you used to see the number of pedophiles, the number of violent criminals, the number of murder cases that aren't getting tried, that they're sitting out on bond. There's a case in Columbia, and I just got the name. People are giving us tips left and right, and I encourage them to come on. This guy has been charged with 21 charges of pedophilia, and it's been 3 years. And not a single nothing. He's out on $15,000 bond. But that's the same way with murderers. With, you look at the Scott Spivey case in Myrtle Beach, what the attorney general did and the governor did to ignore this family. The guy was chased down the road for 9 miles, shot 15 times in the back. Are you kidding me? And no one's held accountable. So, you know, this is going on everywhere in our state. And it's an embarrassment for our state when we know we're better than this. And we can do better.
I want to switch gears here, Representative Nancy Mason, ask you about this. You took an incredible political risk going after Kevin McCarthy. You were one of the ones who got him thrown out. And your tweets at the time, I read them on the air, were brutal about how he and the Republican leadership were bankrupting your children, my children, our grandkids. And they came after you. I mean, you the money that should have been spent against Democrats was spent trying to take you out in the primary by Kevin McCarthy. Do you regret going after him? And tell me about surviving your primary with the Republican leadership coming after you.
No, not at all. I mean, they spent over $7 million against me. It was the most expensive Republican primary in U.S. House history in South Carolina. And we won overwhelmingly because people saw through the lies. And that's what happens with people who get drunk with power, intoxicated with power, and spin lies. That's what Alan Wilson is doing right now regarding a lot, many of these cases. But they spin lies because they think they're on the pretend. They think they're all powerful and they get away with it. They can't get away with it if you have someone with a backbone who's willing to tell you the truth and do it over and over and over again, showing you with facts, showing you with receipts how corrupt the system is. And guess what? Truth wins when Donald Trump is president, because he's the guy that's been able to allow people like me with a big voice be successful, because people don't buy what's in the mainstream media anymore because they know they're being spoon-fed propaganda and lies. And it's up to people like you, like me, to tell the citizens, the residents of South Carolina, the absolute truth. You don't have to like the truth. You don't have to like the facts, but those are the facts. And I bring them. I bring it with evidence and receipts. And I'm doing that today with Alan Wilson. I'm going to be posting something around 11 that will showcase a lot of his lies.
Can you give us a preview of what that'll be?
It's one of these cases. He spent the weekend calling me a liar over one of these pedophile cases. The guy was facing 60 years. Alan Wilson, Attorney General's office, negotiated a plea deal in 15 minutes. He served one day in jail, and Alan Wilson wants to blame it on the judge. When we all know plea deals are rubber stamped by judges, but I bring the receipts. I go through page by page of the indictments. He dropped five of the six indictments of this guy. He had 1,900 photos of kids as young as three. I won't go into all the details. It's not, you know, it's not easy stuff to hear or read. But I go through it page by page, and I explain the lies of Alan Wilson, because that's what South Carolina deserves. He doesn't deserve to be in office. In fact, he should resign, and he shouldn't even be dog catcher, let alone attorney general. And God forbid, he should not run for governor ever.
Very definitive. Nancy Mace, can you hang on for just a moment? We got to hit a commercial break. I'd love to come back on the other side.
Sure thing.
Okay, we'll be right back. Want to welcome back Representative Nancy Mace. I'll dive right back in. I've lost count, Representative Mace, how many transgender men, that is men who now say they are women, are either trying to kill you, have threatened to kill you. Do you have a running total?
Oh, every day. And honestly, we get multiple death threats a day from trans people, men in dresses, every day. And not a single one of them have been arrested. It's against federal law to threaten to kill a member of Congress. And so I'm left to my own devices, per usual. No one is held accountable for anything, I feel like, these days. But we deal with it on a daily basis, and I've had to up my security everywhere I go. It's really sad. My family, too. My employees have been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I'm threatened on a daily basis. It's scary.
Well, you know, I'm trying to understand because Brian Sterling, who is the U.S. Attorney for the District of South Carolina, somehow declined to prosecute Samuel Theodore Roxy Keene, even though he wrote, and I quote, "I'm going to assassinate Representative Nancy Mace with a gun, and I'm being 100% dead ass." I had to look that up in the Urban Dictionary. It means he's serious. No.
Yeah, I had to look it up, too. Mm-hmm.
But no charges. What is going on? Why won't they protect you?
I don't know. And, you know, I've been dealing with this for quite some time, particularly since I banned men and women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill. It's just gotten increasingly worse. And you sort of feel helpless. So I've had to take my security into my own hands. The Capitol Police won't do anything. Sergeant at Arms won't do anything. I'm grateful for local police in South Carolina. Everywhere I go, they show up in droves to protect me. And I'm enormously grateful for that. But we've had trannies show up at my office who've traveled from far distances, wanting to do harm to me and my family. And so I'm doing everything I can to protect myself, and I will continue to protect myself, my family, my employees, like I would any South Carolinian.
On another subject, Representative Mace, we were talking last segment about you being one of those who moved to remove Kevin McCarthy. We got Mike Johnson instead. I don't know how much of an upgrade he is. Tell me this. Do you regret putting Mike Johnson in place? And are we going to get these DOGE cuts done? Do you support doing that?
No, I don't regret Mike Johnson at all. He is at least an honest broker, and he works with the president, with President Trump. I think that's very, very important. With the other guy, we didn't have that. We had someone who was not willing to tell us the truth at any given time. And so I think that's really important. Now, are we going to get the cuts? I'm very skeptical at this point. What the Senate is going to do to water down the big bill that we send over to them will be pretty telling. They say they're not going to, but I don't believe them. No one should believe the Senate. And then we've got, you know, there are Republicans within our party that don't want to cut spending. And it's obscene because both parties, Republicans and Democrats alike, for decades now have contributed to the inflation we have today because of the gross amount of spending, particularly post-COVID. They won't let up off the gas. You know, so it's been both parties contributing to this problem, and it's our responsibility now that we have the supermajority. It is our responsibility to put an end to it. This isn't hard. I'm sure today that Elon Musk is going to go find $100 billion to save and cut. Why can't we codify this? It'll be telling to see what the Senate does.
Do you think the will is there in the House? Why? I mean, people are so confused. Why? I mean, how are we passing Biden's budgets again with even more spending than Biden had? I mean,
you can't trust him. I mean, everyone likes DOGE until it's time to do DOGE cuts. I mean, if you say you're for Trump, you say you're for DOGE, then put your money where your mouth is and make those cuts. But many seem unwilling to do it because they're big spenders. They want more of your money.
I want to ask you about something that's just a personal pet peeve of mine. One of the largest natural gas deposits on the entire East Coast, some say the largest, is right off South Carolina's shore. I mean, all we got to do is run a pipeline out there, and we now have drilling platforms you can't even see from the beach. And yet, Henry McMaster and I will criticize Alan Wilson a little bit here, have stood in the way of that drilling. I mean, can you imagine our factories here powered by that? Would you be willing, instead of standing in the way of getting that, would you be willing to drill offshore?
I've been opposed to offshore drilling off South Carolina's coast. The last time they checked it, last time I saw back in the 70s, there wasn't a big deposit there, but there is 300 miles away from Greenville is the Marcellus Shale in West Virginia. It's very close by to be able to get liquid natural gas down. I would like to see us expand the pipeline to get Marcellus Shale LNG down to South Carolina. I would also like to see us export it out of our port. I think it'd be a huge win for our state, both with imports and exports. For everybody.
Nancy Mace, any chance you could stay for another segment, or do you have to go?
I got about 3 more minutes if that works for you.
Okay, no, unfortunately we're up against a break. Will you come back?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Let's plan it.
All right, sounds great. Thank you for joining
us,
Representative Nancy Mace.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.